Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Thursday morning. Today we are studying Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, and God's saving word for us is joy. Now, Luke's account of Jesus' humble birth is set in a geopolitical backdrop. A census has been ordered by Emperor Augustus to regulate the collection of taxes and also to remind the people of Rome's domination. Mary and Joseph are forced to travel to Bethlehem, where Jesus is born. Angels announce the news of his birth to shepherds in a nearby field, and the shepherds hurry off and find the baby Jesus in a manger. So let's begin reading. At that time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. And he went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. And she gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in clothes, and laid him in a manger, and there was no room for them to stay in the inn. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them, and they were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and peace on earth to whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in a manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. And today's key verse is Luke chapter 2, verse 11, where the angel said, "This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord." You know, the shepherds are the very lowest end of the social economic scale. I mean, basically, this was a job for children, for adults that maybe didn't necessarily have a full deck of cards, that just weren't successful at any other type of business, so they would be hired to watch the sheep. But these are the people that God sent his angels to. These are the first ones that heard the good news of the birth of Messiah. Isn't it wonderful that our God is not interested in trying to maintain a high social standing? He doesn't come to those of great wealth or great influence, but instead he comes to people just like you and me, common folk who need to hear the good news of God's salvation. Let's pray. Glory to God in the highest. Lord Jesus, I join in singing the angel song and celebrate your birth. You are my Savior, and the good news of your birth fills me with great joy. Amen. Well, join us tomorrow when we read John chapter 1, verse 1 through 18, where Jesus is presented as the living Word. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.